and winter is coming. Yes, Catelyn agreed. The words gave her a chill, as they always did, the stark words. Every noble house had its words. Family mottos, touchstones, prayers of sorts. They boasted of honour and glory, promised loyalty and truth, swore faith and courage, all but the Starks. Winter is coming, said the Stark words. Not for the first time, she reflected, on what a strange people these Northerners were. The old man died well, I'll give him that, Ned said. He had a swatch of oiled leather in one hand. He ran it lightly up the great sword as he spoke, polishing the metal to a dark glow. I was glad for Bran's sake. You would have been proud of Bran. I'm always proud of Bran, Catelyn replied, watching the sword as he stroked it. She could see the rippling deep within the steel where the metal had been folded back on itself 100 times in the forging. Catelyn had no love for swords, but she could not deny that ice had its own beauty. It had been forged in Valyria before the doom had come to the old freehold, when the ironsmiths had worked their metal with spells as well as hammers. 400 years old it was, and as sharp as the day it was forged. The name it bore was older still, a legacy from the Age of Heroes, when the Starks were kings in the north.